Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's an interesting thing being Lutherans. You don't really fit in with the Roman Catholics, and you don't really fit in with the other Protestants. And really, at the end of the day, it's okay. We're not really Roman Catholic, and we have a higher view of the sacraments than many of the Protestant churches do. But I firmly believe that we as Lutherans have the very best of both of those worlds. We confess the beauty that is the Scriptures, that these are the inspired, infallible, inerrant words of God, that this is our authority. This hangs over us, it drives us, we follow it because it has come from God directly. And at the same time, we have the beauty that is tradition, not slaven to it when it is against what the Scriptures teach, but acknowledging that it submits itself to the authority that is God's Word. That there were faithful Christian men and women who have gone before us century after century after century. And to simply throw all of that away would be foolishness for us. Rather, we hold up these men and women who have gone before us in the faith. We hold them up, not that we pray to them, but we hold them up so that we might see how we as Christians are called to live according to our vocations. As I was looking at the assigned lessons for St. Nicholas of Myra, I found that in the Lutheran tradition, the first lesson is from a book called Sirach, or Ecclesiasticus. And so I thought to myself, what am I going to do with that? I think as Lutherans, again, being in that camp of neither, but really the best of all of it, we have severely neglected the books of the Apocrypha. We have discarded this as folly as opposed to the words of faithful men who have gone before us in the faith. We do not hold the books of the Apocrypha to the same authority as the Scriptures, and yet we do not throw them away either. Our Lutheran ancestors certainly did not. Books of the Apocrypha, verses from them find their way into our liturgies. For Christmas midnight, we will hear those words again. And so, what am I going to do? I decided instead of doing that lesson that might cause you confusion during the readings, that I would read to you now from the book of Sirach, the assigned text for St. Nicholas. Because at the end of the day, when I read this to you, you will say, A, it sounds like it could fit with Scripture, and B, there is nothing heretical or wrong in the words that were read. Here is the reading from Sirach for St. Nicholas. Behold, a high priest who pleased the Lord and was found righteous. In the time of wrath, he was taken in exchange. No one has been found like him in glory, who kept the law of the Most High. Therefore the Lord assured him by an oath that he would increase among his people the blessing of all men and the covenant the Lord made to rest upon his head. He acknowledged him with his blessings and preserved him in mercy so that he found favor in the sight of the Lord. He glorified him in the presence of kings and gave him a crown of glory. He made an everlasting covenant with him and gave him a great priesthood. He blessed him with glory to minister to the Lord and bless his people in his name and to offer to the Lord worthy incense and a pleasing odor. If you don't already have in your personal library this book, the Apocrypha, the Lutheran edition with Lutheran study notes, I would encourage you to get one. You should absolutely focus first and foremost on the Scriptures. But I would encourage you also to read this. Not that you hold it to the same authority, but that you recognize the benefits found therein. And if you want to understand it from a Lutheran perspective, this book does exactly that. And so you will find the reading for tonight in this book, and you'll find next week's in there as well. Saint Nicholas is a man that our world has corrupted so very much, and it breaks my heart that that is the fact of it. Saint Nicholas was a preacher. He was a man of God. He was a man who proclaimed that Jesus Christ suffered for the sins of the world, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that Jesus Christ rose again on the third day, that he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and that he is coming back to judge the living and the dead. Saint Nicholas was a man of God who baptized babies, who fed people with the body and blood of Jesus Christ according to his calling. A man who heard confession of sins and pronounced God's holy absolution. A man who preached the law and the gospel, who preached the entirety of the scriptures. A man who so loved the gifts that God has given to his church, especially the gift of children. And so he looked for ways to provide and to care for those children. Saint Nicholas is a man who devoted his life to Jesus. And it is counted to him as righteousness, not because he's perfect, but because he believed that Jesus Christ died for his sins. Saint Nicholas is a man who loved children, and when he saw a family in his community in need, he gave from the Lord's abundance to help them. The story goes that Saint Nicholas saw that there was a family with three daughters who could not afford to get married. The father could not afford dowries, and so St. Nicholas provided that money in order that those daughters would not be sold into slavery, but rather that they could get married and serve as Christian wives and presumably mothers. And so St. Nicholas provides this, recognizing that it is not he who provides it, but it is his Lord that provides it. And so on December 6th, for years upon years, because he lived a very long time ago, we have given honor to St. Nicholas, a man who gives from the Lord. And so you can understand why our gospel lesson is assigned. That which is given from the Lord for us to care for us to be stewards of, is not to be squandered, not to be buried, but to be used to extend the kingdom of God. The gifts that he has given us should bring us so much joy and should so overflow our hearts that we give to others, that they might see the rich ways that we have been blessed. Saint Nicholas is a man who follows Jesus. And what have we done to him? We have turned him into nothing more than a folly, nothing more than a godlike creature, nothing more than the drivenness that is our consumer society. If St. Nicholas could see how exactly we treat who he was today, he would be very angry at us. He would say, "Not me. Don't worship me. Don't focus on me. Focus on Jesus. I want you to see Jesus. That is how I lived my life. I lived my life for Jesus." If you don't already have a St. Nicholas tradition in your home, I would encourage you to do that as well. It is a part of the German heritage, the Dutch heritage, and many others. One of the things that we like to do at our house, so last night as we sat around and we prayed in our devotion with our Advent wreath, and then we went to the table before the kids went off to bed, and I read to them this book, St. Nicholas. It's published by our publishing house, Concordia Publishing House. And it talks about who this man was. And it points his life back to Jesus. So as we give honor to God for a man like St. Nicholas, let us live in that vein. A man or a woman who lives for Jesus, who points people to Jesus. Help us use the talents that our Lord has given us to do the same. To point others to Jesus, to show children Jesus through their education, through the time that we teach them Bible stories, that we teach them prayers, that we encourage fathers and mothers to do exactly that day after day after day. St. Nicholas desired to see Jesus, and I believe that he sees him. St. Nicholas desired that you too would see Jesus. Believe in the faith that was the bedrock of his faith, that Jesus Christ has died and risen from the dead for sinners like you, like St. Nicholas, and like me. Hear of the mighty deeds that our Lord has done. Remember that you are a baptized child of God. Remember that you have not earned forgiveness on your own account, but rather you have received it by the grace of Jesus Christ. And that when you come to the Lord's altar, when you receive the body and blood of Jesus, that it washes over you for the forgiveness of your sins, that it strengthens your faith, that it allows you to live in the darkness of this secular society, that you might live for Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.